Blog Talk Radio.
I want to tell y'all a little bit about a plant I know that can save the world. It grows long and tall and has flowers that can make your mind swirl. It's a fungal plant with a fiber that resists its rain and mold. The strongest plant fiber known to man, the best rope you'll ever hold. Well, the pioneers covered up the wagon train, the canvas made of hemp. And Washington and Jefferson grew it on their farms, said to make the most of it. The first stars and stripes were sewn on hemp, the first constitution too. It's around the world for food, fiber, oil, medicine, and fuel. But if you burn the seeds, we won't have no need for any other oil. We can make paints and inks, run our car, we'll go back next season, it'll fix the soil. The most nutritious seeds we can put in our mouth with omega 6 and 3. We can feed the world with the tree of life and live sustainably.
Welcome aboard. This is your host, Tyler Hemp. Thank you so much for joining us for another great episode of Hemp Aware Radio. You can revisit all of our archived shows on the iTunes podcast library for free. So come check us out at hempaware.com and visit us on facebook.com/hempaware. We'd love to hear your feedback, your questions. If you have curiosities about hemp, about how to integrate it into your lifestyle, we're here to empower and hempucate your hemposphere. So we have a very special guest on today's show, and this is someone I truly respect and admire, and we're dear friends, colleagues in the hemp industry. And Charles Holmes is our guest today, and he's been dedicated and committed to empowering the planet and raising awareness about the benefits and value of cannabis sativa hemp, especially as it relates to nourishing our bodies, our minds, and our souls with the nutritional aspects of hemp. I'm so thankful to have my dear friend Charles with us today. He's the founder of a Canadian-based company called Conscious Planet, and he's helped create many different substantial products to help detoxify the body and powerfully nourish our bodies on a cellular level. And one of the main ingredients in several of the products that they offer at Conscious Planet actually contain hemp seed nutrition. So hemp is a big part of Charles' life, and I'm really excited to have him on the radio show today. So let's get started. Thank you so much for joining us today, Charles.
Tyler, thank you for doing everything you do for the hemp industry, and I'm honored to be here, and I'm happy to share whatever I can with our listening audience and how they can get the benefits from the hemp plant that we've benefited from.
Awesome. Well, to get started, I would love to know, I actually don't think I've ever asked you this question, how were you originally introduced to the hemp plant?
It's a very interesting story. I was already really involved in the raw food industry and supplement industry with health, and I realized after having some mentorship from some key people out there like Dr. Gabriel Cousins and Dr. Michael O'Brien and Dr. James Reese and Dr. Victoris Kolvinskis that, you know, I still had some fine-tuning to do on my program. And one of the biggest things I found was that I was protein deficient, even though I was, you know, a self-righteous vegetarian, and I was doing my best to fulfill my needs through that world. I realized I was eating too much cooked food, and I was eating too much soy-based product as my protein source. And when I started really digging deep, I found there was not a lot of options for, you know, to have a clean diet and have a decent protein source. And when I started, so I started looking. I actually got a grant from the Saskatchewan government to develop some value-added products from wild rice. If you know about wild rice, it's harvested off of the lakes in northern Saskatchewan and Manitoba in Canada here, and it's a real pristine, beautiful product, and it has a really great nutritional profile. But it turns out it was very difficult to work with in commercialization, and it just was not viable. So walking out the door of the food site center in Saskatoon, the programmer that was helping me with my project, he said, you know, it looks like we can't get this thing off the ground. It's not going to work for you. But what do you know about hemp seeds? And I said, well, not much other than, you know, rope and clothes and paper and smoking it. he says, well, you know, they just started growing in Canada in the last couple of years, and there's millions of pounds of this stuff around. They need some crazy guy like you to think up some products. So I looked at a couple of nutrition profiles, and, you know, it was one of those moments where you have this deja vu, and all of a sudden your life, you realize the meaning for the purpose of your, you know, the meaning and purpose of your life call comes together, and destiny all of a sudden starts shining forward, and you realize, wow, nobody has a clue the nutritional profile of this food. It's always been seen as, you know, a fiber source majority of the time, and I realized the benefits of the amino acids and fatty acids in that seed, of course, all the minerals and the alkalizing effect of it in the system, you know, for humans. I realized it hadn't even begun as to be known as a food source, and that's when I strapped this thing on my back, and I realized not only did I have to start getting a lot of it into my body, but a lot of other people's bodies. So that's when Living Harvest began in 2001 at my kitchen table at an apartment in Vancouver.
Wow. What a cool story. I've never heard that story. It's so awesome.
Let me just add to this. So when this guy was showing me this hemp seed, I said, so what are these guys doing with it now? He says, well, mostly they're just pressing it for oil, and they're taking the oil and setting that aside and selling it into the stores, which I had already been buying, you know, a few bottles here and there when I was using flax oil back then. And he said, the stuff that's left over, though, they don't really have much of a use for it. It could have a similar, you know, use that you're designing for a protein powder. He said, but they're selling, they're just giving this away as animal fodder. In fact, he said, I got this really good friend in southern Saskatchewan. He gets all this stuff from this company called Omega Nutrition, and he gets tons and tons of this stuff, and he has the healthiest, leanest pigs in all of Saskatchewan. In fact, they're so healthy, they won't gain weight. He can't fatten them up. He can't make any money. And I said, show me a nutritional profile of that product. And the hackles went up on the back of my neck when I saw 35% protein. I saw Edison. You know, two-thirds of it is this globular protein, same with our blood plasma in our body, like really high-quality protein. And no enzyme inhibitors. So I just got really, and no gluten, so I got really excited. And so the story actually was really brought to me by a pig.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cool. Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not the only one that has received money from the Canadian government as it relates to hemp. I know that Andrea Herman, who is not even a Canadian citizen, she actually received a grant from the government to study hemp in college. So it seems like
they've been very generous to get the industry going in Canada because they see, you know, it's been, you know, wrongfully categorized as a controlled substance, and they're doing their best to bring it back. But, you know, with the pressure of, you know, the United States government especially and other, you know, factors, factions around the world to keep this plant, you know, for whatever it is, you know, under bay and not competitive against the pharmaceutical and the, you know, the oil industry, it's sad, but it is. I mean, it's slowly coming to fruition here. We're going to finally see, you know, we're starting to see it grown in the United States again, which is very exciting. I'm thrilled. And it'll get to its rightful place again soon, Tyler.
Oh, we all believe it. We all, you know, those of us that have been in the hemp movement for years and years, we've seen the ups and downs, and more than ever, I truly believe and feel in the depth of my heart that so many people are actually agreeing about the truth about hemp and all of its incredible, amazing benefits. And today's show is entitled, what are the most essential benefits of cannabis for food? And because, Charles, you know, you're so knowledgeable when it comes to detoxifying the body and nourishing the body and, you know, really delivering powerful raw nutrition into the cell, what can you share with us? I know you've already shared a little bit about, you know, the amino acids and the protein of hemp, but how does that how could the layperson understand the depth of benefit that hemp seed provides as a nutrition to our bodies? And what are some of the ways that people could start consuming it?
That's a great question. So within the human body, you know, unlike a car, you know, when you have a car, you obviously have to, you know, if you want to drive it around, you have to add gasoline once in a while and change the oil once in a while and do some repairs. Well, the human body is no different. It has needs, and it has essential nutrient needs. Essential means the body doesn't make them, right? It turns out hemp seed is really packed full of essential nutrients that the body must have and must get from our food chain. If we're not getting those things from our food chain, our cells don't get the tools they need to replicate and do what they need to do, and that's why we see disease symptoms and old age coming on earlier than ever before. You know, I don't know if you looked around, but I see way more hospitals and I see way more sick people than I did, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. And it's mm-hmm. epidemic. We're looking at so much processed foods and fast foods and things that, in my opinion, are what we call frankenfoods. There's no such thing as, you know, all these inner aisles of the grocery stores are not carrying what I call food anymore. My definition of food has dramatically changed from what it used to be 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And hemp seeds, again, the two main things that I see are critical is the protein that's in hemp seeds, the amino acid. Not only is it complete protein, very balanced, very easy to digest, very easy to get access to. So just like a car, you know, the higher quality fuel you put in that car, like nitrous oxide, the more performance you're going to get. It's the same in the human body. The less energy it takes to break that stuff down and get at it, the better your cells are going to access the stuff and get what they need. So the amino acid profile
right.
and like the protein in hemp is astounding, and that's a given. And the easiest way to get it into your body, you know, you can buy hemp seed nuts and you can buy hemp protein powders everywhere now. Those are the two best sources. Hemp protein powder, the latter being my favorite because it has a higher concentration of protein than fats. Human body does better with more protein than fats. And we tend to eat too much sugar, too much fat in our diet, even if people are on raw food diets. And I saw that was a big problem for me as well. So I realized that in order to really balance off my program, I had to increase my mineral content, increase my protein content, and you know my whole greens factor had to come up in order to balance off my pH and my terrain and my body, because that's the critical factor. And the neat thing about hemp seeds is, in this protein, you know, unlike grains or legumes, or nuts, which have enzyme inhibitors. That's why you get gassy when you eat beans, right? It's because they have these enzyme inhibitors coating the protein. Hemp seeds don't have that. So that's why I call it the nitrous oxide of protein for humans. It's instant access. And then on top of that, so you have this amazing fuel for the liver for humans. Our main fuel source for our liver is protein. And if your body's not getting a decent source of protein, you know, easily digestible, you know, plant source especially, your liver is not getting the tools it needs to do hundreds and hundreds of functions. The liver is a very important organ, right? Especially cleaning
mm-hmm.
the blood. And the thing it does is it makes hormones in the body. Well, it takes these proteins
right.
and enzymes and things that, as it breaks it down and makes the first hormones to start the endocrine system. So anybody who's experiencing hormone imbalances, you know you're protein deficient. And second is it makes glycogen to feed your brain. Your brain uses 70% of all the sugar comes into your body. Well, if you're not getting a decent protein source, there's an apostat goes off in the back of your head and starts screaming about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, go and get me a chocolate bar or a muffin or a glass of juice or something now because we're going to pass out. We're going into anaphylactic
mm-hmm.
shock, basically, it's saying. Right? And that's because of protein deficiency and because the body's not able to make that sugar internally. But as soon as you get decent protein like this, you start to relax. Your brain starts to get all the amino acids. You start to sleep better. Your brain's getting fed nice and slowly all day long, all the sugar it needs. You're much clearer minded, and your hormones are balanced too, so you can think clear and you can act clear. You're not reacting to your world the same much. You're not feeling the same sort of anxiousness about your life and everything's going on. Everything starts to change just by getting a decent protein source. So I cannot overstate how important protein is in the body, and everyone, in my opinion, in North America is protein deficient. Everyone, especially if you're starting to gain weight and becoming, challenges with hyperglycemia, and diabetes. It's rampant, and that's because of protein deficiency, in my opinion, and obviously eating too much sugar to try to make up the difference to feed our brains and just stay awake.
Wow.
Right?
So you're saying that
we got all these great essential fatty acids now. Yeah, the
mm-hmm.
omega-3 and 6 in hemp, those are the two essentials. And they're critical for us, and especially coming in a balanced way. The omega-3 is one part omega-3 to three parts omega-6 in the hemp seed on average, and that's the exact same level the human body uses it. And the hemp seed is 80% EFAs, 80%, the highest of any food source, and it's only about 8 or 9% saturates, which are actually medium chains. They're very easy for us to get access to, and the rest is monounsaturates, very similar to olive oil or
flaxseed or?
Yeah, well, no, anything that's a monounsaturate, that's omega-9. Like avocados, for instance, that's mostly omega-9. And your body makes omega-9, but it needs those polyunsaturates. It needs those omega-3 and 6. They're critical to Yeah, to deliver all sorts of stuff in our system, to coat our nervous system, to feed our brain is mostly fat, right? So your whole information system and delivery of information and energy through your body is through fat, and it's protecting our nervous system. As soon as you don't have enough good fats in your system, just like, let's think about your house. Your house, all the wiring in your house, your car is all coated with plastic, right? Well, if you start scraping all the plastic off those wires in your house, what's going to happen? It's going to short circuit, right? It's going to start creating fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same thing's happening in people's bodies if they don't have good fats. You start eating fried foods and trans fats, it starts befuddling the system. It starts tearing the stuff apart. And you don't have the buildup around your nervous system. You start short circuiting. That's what lots of people call it ADD or ADHD. It's just no cellular communication is happening correctly. And all of a sudden, you're just bouncing off the walls and you're short circuiting.
Right. Wow. So by putting these raw plant-based essential fatty acids or this protein into our bodies, we're able to have a high-octane fuel to be able to have the energy and the clarity and to be able to nourish all the systems in our body so we can run clean and efficient.
Well, and deliver it. Remember, you need a delivery system. So look at your blood. What's your blood made of? It's a lot of water, but also it's blood plasma. That's protein. So the amino acid chain is like a train. All the vitamins and minerals ride inside those holes and those chains through your body. If you don't have decent protein source, you've got no delivery of anything. So as soon as you're a protein deficient,
wow,
you can't take in nutrients. So when I first found out about this was about 12 years ago. I had a chance to sit down with Dr. Gabriel Cousins and Dr. Michael O'Brien, especially Dr. James Reese. He had a Mora machine and a Vega machine and things like that to test my body's response to foods. And I, by most people's standards, I was healthy, and I was spending thousands of dollars on supplements. And he looked at me and he said,
mm-hmm,
every time you eat more of these things, which was the best stuff you can buy, you know, I spend a lot of money from network marketing companies, the best stuff off the health food store shelves, you know, direct to suppliers all over the world. And he said, when you eat more of this stuff, you feel worse, don't you? And I looked at him and said, yeah. He says, because you have no delivery system. You can't get access to this stuff. It's becoming toxic in your system because you're eating not only too much, but you can't deliver it.
Right.
He started testing my body to all these, you know, these beautiful LJs and all these wonderful green products and all these mineral, high, really rich mineral products and protein products, everything I was doing. And none of them tested positive to my body because it was just going into inflammation and inflammatory state. And that's when I really got the importance of testing your body's response to what you're eating. Just because it says something on the back of the nutrition facts panel of a product does not mean you get access to it or it's available.
Right.
That
wow.
changed my life. That's when we started Conscious Planet, Tyler, because I realized I had to go and test all my products against other people's bodies to understand that they were going to actually get utilization. What a concept.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever gone to the health food store and looked at the back of a bottle of calcium and it says ground up oyster shells?
Right.
Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It has to be recognizable by the body in order for it to be utilized. And then our body has to eliminate the waste byproducts. Because once it's burned, how is it burning? Is it burning clean? Is it burning, is it producing waste byproducts? Or, is it being partially digested? Because if those proteins are not being completely broken down into the amino acids, then those proteins start to go – they start to putrefy in our system, and then that's, as you teach, it starts to attract a terrain. It starts to create an environment for all of the bacteria and viruses and yeast and mold and fungus that feed off of that undigested matter. So that's exciting to know that by consuming hemp seeds, not only are we providing a raw plant-based clean source of high octane fuel for our bodies to utilize, but it's providing it on the delivery system, which is those protein, those amino acid chains where all of the minerals and cofactors can be delivered into the body. And because it's so clean, the body can eliminate it efficiently so we can have the best life ever.
And like you said, the critical factor is that environment, the terrain in the body. It has to have an ideal balanced pH in order to absorb these things. The hemp seed, not only, like a lemon. Lemon is very acidic on the scale, the pH scale. However, a lemon has lots of, if it has a good level of minerals, it has also a high level of ash content. So that makes the nutrients in there and the lemon, when we're consuming it, alkalizing to the system. It's the same with hemp.
Right.
Even though amino acids and fatty acids are, they're lower pH, 5 to 6 to 6.5 pH is ideally what you'll find in a hemp seed, depending on what part you test. Well, but all the minerals attached, and there's a huge amount of magnesium and iron and a little bit of calcium, there's tons of great, you know, potassium and other things that are loaded inside this hemp seed that are forcing it into an alkaline state in your system. So you get way better delivery, not only delivery, but utilization because of the environment. So remember the story of Dr. Alexis Carrel. 100 years ago, he did a scientific documented study on how the cell works. And what he did was he took the cell of a heart in a chicken and put it in a petri dish, and he kept it alive for 28 years by changing the environment,
right,
adding just the right amount of taking out the waste. He kept that cell alive for 28 years before he told anybody. Of course, the average chicken only lived 7 years. So it was proof that if you create the ideal environment, the cell will not die. It does not have to get diseased,
exactly,
and die. In fact, the sad thing is, as most doctors that don't practice what they preach, he died 6 years later. In fact, that cell kept living. It would have lived if he kept living. So that cell actually lived for 34 years before it actually stopped the experiment.
That is miraculous.
Of course, none of us do that. We all practice what we preach, right?
We do our best, that's for sure. Well, that just, you know, reminds me of something else that I want to talk about in just a moment. We're going to go to a short commercial break, and we will be right back with my dear friend Charles Holmes with Conscious Planet. This is Hemp Aware Radio with your host, Tyler Hemp. We'll be right back.
Have you visited bulkhempwarehouse.com today? Discover dozens of bulk hemp products for great prices. Hemp seeds for your salads and smoothies. Custom tailored hemp clothing for your profession. Hemp fabrics, hemp foods, along with hemp body care goods and tons of other great items. Visit bulkhempwarehouse.com today to get the best prices and a huge variety of healthy hemp goods for you and your family. Hemp protein, hemp oils, hemp yarn, hemp books, and raw hemp fibers. Connect with us today and tell us what your project is and how we can help integrate hemp seamlessly. Just visit bulkhempwarehouse.com today.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is your host, Tyler Hemp with Hemp Aware Radio. And we have a very special guest on the line today, Charles Holmes with Conscious Planet up in Canada. And Charles, I know today's show is entitled, you know, The Benefits of Hemp Food. And I think we covered a really a great, you know, bit of information to let people know the benefit and value. But let's talk. We have like 5 minutes left, and I'd love to have you back on the show at some point in the future. But what is the perspective of Canada and, you know, the farmers in Canada? How do they perceive the United States as not having jumped on board with hemp and legalizing it here in the U.S.? How does Canada perceive that?
Well, you know, really, it's like it's a big opportunity for the farmers right now. So, you know, they believe that if the farmers in the United States don't get a chance to do it sooner than later, it's more beneficial for them to keep growing and making more money up here and having a cornerstone in the marketplace. But, of course, you know, the United States marketplace is massive. It's the largest consumer group in the world. And, you know, there's 350 million people. And, you know, there's only a tiny percentage of people that are using hemp seed foods, and they don't realize that as soon as any sort of these bans are lifted on growing in the United States, it makes way more available market share for everybody. So, you know, most people unfortunately think short term and think, you know, for their own first circle. But I see obviously that as soon as it starts being grown in the States, it's going to open up millions and millions of more people to enter into the category.
Right. And most people, what I've come across in the hemp industry, the people that are conscious about hemp and the benefits of hemp, they're not just focusing on the financial benefit. They're seeing that not only is this going to improve our health as humanity, you know, as our families, but it's also going to improve the quality of our environment because we're going to be cleaning the air by growing hemp. It's going to be nourishing our soils. We're going to be able to be, you know, building homes with the hemp herd and making it into hempcrete. So I think that the more hemp becomes legal around the country, around the United States, and also around the world, more and more people that are in the hemp industry, they actually want that to happen. They want it to spread, and they want the whole world to benefit from it. So,
well, that's because, you know, this is people that, the bigger picture, you know, Tyler, like yourself, I mean, it makes no sense to put a plant like this in a drug category. If you're really concerned about your family and your neighbors, the people who are involved in discriminating against the hemp plant really are totally self-absorbed. And they, unfortunately, their whole concern is about money and think they're going to have security in their life with a bunch of money. Don't realize you can't eat that stuff. And you can't wear that stuff. We can't keep polluting ourselves with all these other options that they don't realize are no longer going to be options very soon if we keep doing it that way.
Well, on that note, we have 4 minutes left in the show, and my final question for you, Charles, is what is your highest vision for hemp on this planet? In other words, how do you see hemp transforming this planet into a paradise once again? What is that ideal, you know, vision for you, and how do you see hemp being integrated into the world picture?
Thank you, Tyler. You know, when I first saw the benefits just nutritionally of this plant, I mean, obviously the fiber benefits are immense. And we, you know, hemp was the largest domesticated crop in the world in 1880. If that was only 130 years ago, that could easily happen again. But that means, you know, everything from car parts to clothing to anything we can imagine can be done with the fiber. You know, thousands of uses, you already know that. But the food side is the critical factor because we still have to feed these bodies and feed these minds. And we can't keep living in ignorance. We can't keep living in harming our neighbors. And until we start getting our health, getting clearly our thoughts on how to deal with within our communities, how can we possibly ever evolve? If we keep eating junk food and stuff that's going to depress us and put us in states where we can't think clearly and we're getting negative, what else can we expect except what we have? I mean, it's obvious. There's been lots of studies done where eating animal products is contributing to our not only harming ourselves but harming others in the way we think and the way we do things because just of the energetic expression that's in these things because, you know, the way they've been killed or the way they've been fed and brought up themselves with antibiotics and their food sources. And you know, all of it is just all the petrochemicals in our systems and in our food chain has got to stop. We can't keep going forward and evolving if we can't take care of this Earth vehicle. So that's what I see as a critical factor. We've got to start with square one. If everybody had a hemp shake or two a day and had some hemp seed on their salad once in a while and ate a little more green and stopped eating so much cooked and damaged food from all these petrochemicals and all these genetically altered foods, it's obviously these things are directly related to the level of disease symptoms that everybody's experiencing and the level of poverty, the level of lack of abundance in their lives. I'm a perfect example. I mean, I can look back 10 or 12 years at what my health was like and how it's changed and how everything around me has changed when I changed my start taking care of my inner temple better. And, you know, it seems too obvious. And we all know that deep down. If you eat better, you exercise, and you drink water, you're going to perform better in all your life experience. But who does it? Everybody all of a sudden goes work 10 or 12 hours a day to try to survive, pays the rent, and paying taxes till August or September of every year, and then they fall on the couch and fall asleep or watch television at best.
Right.
We got to make bigger choice. Yeah, this is giving us a chance for a choice.
Well, I'm so thankful to have you been on the show today, and I do look forward to having you on a future episode. There's so much that we can talk about and that we can share about, you know, sharing this incredibly, this God-given plant, this miraculous plant that can provide food, shelter, and clothing for the entire planet. So I want to give you a sincere thank you for doing everything that you're doing to empower and hempcucate the planet and nourishing our minds and our bodies and our souls with this amazing plant. And thank you for your commitment and your dedication to everything that you're doing. And it's definitely making a difference. So I'd love to have you on a future show if you don't mind, Charles.
I'm honored, Tyler. And I'm going to leave a challenge to all the listeners to replace one meal a day that they're having from corn or soy or something else is genetically altered with a hemp shake or hemp seed nut or some oil on their salad or something simple to help them to feel what we're feeling and what the possibilities are here.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so it is. Thank you so much for joining us. This is your host, Tyler Hemp with Hemp Aware Radio. And you can visit all of the archived hempisodes on the iTunes podcast library. We love you. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.